On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Joanna Earle.
The British Dental Association says checkups to try and work out the age of child migrants from the so-called jungle camp in Calais would be unethical. A Conservative MP has suggested tests to ensure only those who are under 18 are allowed into the UK to join relatives. David Davies says some of the teenagers who've arrived don't look like children.
Around 50% of those who've undergone these checks are found to be giving inaccurate information about their age. And it's not just dental checks. You can also X-ray people's wrists to gauge their age through bone density.
Meantime, a suspected illegal immigrant found dead in the back of a lorry in Kent is thought to have suffocated. His body was discovered when the HGV, which had travelled from France, stopped at a lorry park off the A20 near Sellinge yesterday morning. He's said to have been covered in magazines to try and avoid being found by border force staff.
KMFM News.
Unemployment has gone down in Kent according to the latest figures. There were 18,215 people in the county claiming jobless benefits in September. That's 105 fewer than the month before. Two prisoners are being questioned after an inmate was stabbed to death and two others were critically injured at a jail in North London. The attack at Pentonville Prison happened yesterday, just days after governors warned of rising levels of violence in UK prisons.
KMFM News.
A man's been left with a cut to his eye and swelling to his spine following an unprovoked attack in Margate. The victim, who's in his 20s, was approached by a group of young people outside a shop on St John's Road last Wednesday. Police are investigating. A Kent mum's calling on the government to make it easier for summer-born babies to start school a year later. Claire Watkins from Tunbridge says children who are born towards the end of the academic year could be less developed than their classmates. She successfully campaigned for her twins, who were born in August, to start school a year later, but says more people need to be aware that's an option.
The general process, if you wanted to do this for your children, i.e. start on time at compulsory school age, is that you have to approach the head teachers of the schools that you want your child to go to or that you have siblings at.
KMFM News.
Concerns are growing for a teenage girl who's been reported missing from Maidstone. Daniela Fitzgerald was last seen at the Mercure Maidstone Great Danes Hotel along Ashford Road on Monday morning. It's believed the 13-year-old, who's originally from Southwark, may have returned there. You can see her picture at kentonline.co.uk. A shopping centre in Dover, which unexpectedly closed 2 weeks ago, is set to reopen with staff lost their jobs re-employed. It's understood the Bradley Wharf has been taken over by a new firm and will open to the public this weekend.
KMFM News.
A new scheme to get young people talking about mental health using the internet is being trialled in Kent. Around 20 youngsters who suffer from anxiety, low moods and panic attacks will be taking part in the scheme. Helios will see 7 to 17 year olds self-manage their mental health and find out where they can find help. Richard Andrews founded the system.
To witnessing how my loved ones had tried to access services, realised that there's a real gap in how a family as a whole is able to work for or move forward with their loved one to get the right services.
It's being tested in parts of Canterbury and Thanet, but could be rolled out across the county. And there's a flood alert in place for a part of Kent ahead of a high tide expected this lunchtime. The Environment Agency says it could cause flooding between Pegwell Bay and Deal. That includes Sandwich and the Discovery Park site.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham have now gone 5 games in League One without a win after being held to a 1-1 draw by Walsall. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, Cody McDonald put the home side ahead at Priestfield last night before the visitors equalised in the second half. Defender Max Aymer says they're trying to stay positive though.
When your luck's not in, it's not in, and you just got to ride it out till it turns, I suppose. And tonight, disappointing, but it's a point on the board and we can build from it. I mean, we've stopped the rot now and we look forward to Saturday against Charlton.
The Gills are now 18th in the table. Meantime, Pep Guardiola leads his Manchester City players against former club Barcelona in the Champions League tonight. Arsenal are home to Bulgarian title holders Ludogorets Razgrad. Last night, Leicester made it 3 wins from 3 in the competition. They beat Copenhagen 1-0 at home. Elsewhere, Tottenham drew 0-0 away to German team Bayer Leverkusen. And in cricket, England captain Alistair Cook has ruled James Anderson out of next month's first test in India. The fast bowler's shoulder injury injury forced him out of the two-game series of Bangladesh, which starts tomorrow. Cook says the opening test with India on the 9th of November will come too soon for him.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.